The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Just when we thought the Clive Palmer versus Mark McGowan heavyweight title couldn't take any more twists and turns, we've been surprised yet again with the news that the Premier plans to countersue the mining magnate for defamation. Now, this all sounds like a plot to a bad court drama movie, but what could this mean for West Australians, taxpayers, caught up in the middle of these court battles? Joining me now is Managing Director of Pragma Lawyers, Aaron McDonald, to explain it all. Aaron, good morning. Could this public spat, this next one, impact West Australians directly?
Oh, Jenna, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, Palmer's commenced the legal proceedings, mm-hmm. so their only real exposure to West Australians is incurring the legal costs, which I assume are probably being funded by the state. But the additional legal costs associated with bringing the counterclaim would be greater, but not by any significant degree.
Right. So the state is funding it, but that essentially means us, the taxpayer, right?
Yep.
Oh, look at this. That's fantastic. So we've got roads, we've got schools, and now we're paying for defamation lawsuits. Fantastic.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can take that up with Mr. Palmer, I guess, and he's the one that's kicked it off. Yeah.
Is this unusual for someone like as upstanding as you know, the leader of a state to launch defamation proceedings?
Yes, it is. I don't think it's unusual for politicians to launch defamation proceedings, but what I think is unusual about this one is that it's a counterclaim. So in a defamation proceeding, when anybody sues anybody, there's always the opportunity when you file your defence to the claim to bring in your own claim, and you become the plaintiff in your own claim, which is known as a counterclaim.
Oh.
It's uncommon for that to occur mm-hmm. in the context of defamation. Usually in a defamation proceeding, it's plaintiff and defendant, not plaintiff and defendant and then defendant by counterclaim. So that's what's happened here. And it's even more unusual that it's the Premier who's kicked it off.
Yeah.
So I think it's uncommon. I think it's a brilliant strategic move by the Premier to do that, because my highly preliminary view mm-hmm. is that from what I've seen and what I read in this morning's West is that the Premier's claim is possibly stronger than Mr. Palmer's claim, and there's legal reasons for that and the words that were used. But so that's why I think it's a smart move by him.
Interesting. How do you think this will play out? I guess that's a bit like asking you to look into a crystal ball. But I guess in the court of public opinion, what do you think that this will reflect badly on the Premier, or is it just going to stoke the fires of West Australians are really not big fans of Clive Palmer?
I think it'll be such a boon for his ratings if the Premier takes it to trial and wins and Palmer loses. I mean, he's obviously doing pretty well at the moment, and that I think the Western Australians would love that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how I think it'll play out, statistically, with any legal proceeding, only 3% of them really make it to trial, which is your day in court, and 97% of them resolved by some form of consensus. So statistically, you'd like to think that would occur. And probably what will happen soon is that the parties will be required to mediate the dispute, which will actually require, Mr. Palmer and the Premier to be in the same room.
Yeah.
But obviously because of COVID-19, that won't be happening. So presumably Mr. Palmer will be there by video link. They'll have to talk mano a mano with each other about trying to resolve this. And you'd like to think that common sense would prevail. You're dealing with the big X factor here is Mr. Palmer.
Mm.
He's a guy that listed litigation as a hobby in his Who's Who entry many years ago. So, he's not a stranger to court. And I've got to say, he's recently had some pretty significant wins too in court. So, I know there's been talk about him being a vexatious litigant. I mean, any of that just doesn't stack up.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting time. Look, thank you so very much for explaining that and
pleasure.
How we can describe that to our friends at the pub when we catch up with them later in the week. You have a lovely rest of the week. Aaron McDonald from Pragma Lawyers, thank you so very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Jenna. Bye.